Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. I get a few emails once in a while because I mentioned that there are multiple IQs, and it's shocking, I guess, surprising to people because they think of just one IQ. How smart are you? How much information can you digest and interpret correctly? I'm not even sure how to define the normal IQ. It's a little bit of everything, but you have to have an IQ in all the arenas of a balanced life. You've got to have a financial IQ, a fitness IQ, a sexual IQ, a romance IQ. There's even for simple things like traveling, you know, you need to study it. People think, well, I'm just going to go make a reservation, grab an airplane, get a hotel. That's all my planning. Well, I have a friend who has an extreme travel IQ. And he proceeds to tell me, he says, look, the next time you go to Disney World, pay $5,000. You can take up to 16 family members and go straight to the front of every line with an escort. Now, I didn't know that. That's a heck of a deal. You take 16 people, divide that by 5,000, I don't know what that is, and you get to go straight to the front of every line. So worth it. To me, you know, maybe Disney World's not your thing. But for me, that would be insane. And this guy knows about going to Colombia, South America. He was listing four or five different Central and South American countries and what you do there and what the great way to do it is. So there's a financial IQ, I'm sorry, an IQ for everything. In other words, everything is worth studying a little bit before you do it. And the wonderful thing is there are books on everything. I mean, books on cooking, books on sexuality, books on romance, books on everything. You can find it. And if you'll read a book, you'll learn something. There's no question. You know, I spend something like 30 grand a year on continuing education, and I will go through something. I don't want this to sound negative. I went through Grant Cardone's multifamily $10,000 program. I knew almost all of it. Almost. But I picked up two or three little strategies. Totally worth it. Totally worth it. So think about any arena in your life that you're having trouble with. Go get a book on it. Yeah, maybe you don't want to tell your spouse, you know, you want to be better at romance. Go buy a book on romance. Don't tell your spouse you're doing it so that all the ideas seem like they're yours. But there's books on everything. If you can think it, go to Amazon.com, search it. There's books on it. And you can increase your IQ in that arena of your life. So when you look at Total Wealth Academy and the fact that we have classes on all the parts of a balanced life as well as building your second stream of income, it's only because I've read all the books. You know, I hope you don't think less of me when I say this, but I haven't invented anything. Someone else it's already been done. In fact, If you try to invent something in these days, you're wasting your time because somebody else has already done it. I forget who said it. There's nothing new. There's nothing new on this planet. Doggone, I can't remember who said it. It's all been done before. Now, there's new ways to use it, but it's been done. And I want you to think about anything that you're having trouble with and go to Amazon, type it in. I guarantee you there's multiple books on it. I am constantly trying to figure out better ways to communicate. I went in and I think the first search I did was better speaking. And there were all these books on speaking. Then I went the psychology behind speaking and found a whole nother genre of books on a different way to speak. So there's books on everything. And anything you're having trouble with, realize that other people have had trouble with it too. You're not alone. You're not the only person to ever have that problem. Somebody's written a book about it. Figured out a way to solve it. Go get that book, read it, and you'll be able to solve it as well. And where this is leading is after yesterday's show, which was a repeat, I got so many emails for some reason of people's fears about real estate investing. I guess I said something on the show about if you've got a fear, email me or something like that. And the people have a tendency to believe that they're the only person that's ever figured that problem out. One of the big ones that came up is, to put it bluntly, I don't want to take tenant phone calls in the evening. Well, do you know that I've only had one tenant phone call after 5 p.m. in 30 years? It's not what you think. People always think, oh, I figured out why that won't work. And what they do is they hide behind that fear. That, well, first off, they don't have the guts to call it a fear. They'll call it a belief or a reason. The reason I don't invest in real estate is because I don't want phone calls. That's a fear. You're afraid of phone calls late evening for some reason. Do you know that I make about somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 for every phone call that I take from a tenant? Do you see why I don't mind taking phone calls from tenants? The way I look at it is like, look, go back to when I had those 20 houses a couple years ago, and I was making $8,000 a month, only got one phone call that month. The correct attitude is, I just made $8,000 to take one phone call. And people are like, oh, this is such a pain. It's such a, so much trouble. You got it out of perspective. All right, we'll talk more after the break about these fears and where they come from and how to eliminate them. Because these fears, don't let them hold you back. They're bogus. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about The first segment we were talking about IQs, all the different IQs you want to cultivate to lead a balanced and successful life. But then I was talking about fears that people have, and it came from yesterday's show where I must have said, look, if you got a fear, a reason you can't or don't want to invest in real estate, you need to let me know so I can eliminate it for you so you can move forward towards your goal. And I got a bunch of emails, and the most common one was this fear that tenants call you all the time. Listen, you know who told you that? First off, have you ever owned rental real estate? Probably not. So does it make sense when I say someone had to have told you that? Or you just made it up. You just made it up. You know, you're just crazy as heck. You just make stuff up. You know, oh, I know why I don't want it. It's tenants call you all the time. You just made it up. But more than likely, someone told you that. Let me tell you the people that told you that. Something about the people that told you that. They don't know what they're freaking doing. They're incompetent. See, if you write your lease correctly, if you know how to deal with human beings, love and care about them, they're not going to call you all hours of the day. They're going to call you during the day. And even at that, with 20 houses, which again made about $8,000 a month, it was less than one phone call a month. So technically I could have said that phone call made me $16,000. If it's every other month, I get a phone call. The reason landlords get phone calls is because their property's a piece of crap. They don't care about people. They don't care about their property. They don't take care of their property. They didn't rehab their property. Oh, I don't know why I'm getting all these maintenance calls. Because you're a slumlord. You bought it as is, didn't rehab it, leased it as is. And if you lease it as is, are you going to get a good tenant or a bad tenant? Come on. Bad tenant. That's that person's problem. You know, they were too cheap to take a course on real estate investing. They were too arrogant to take a course on real estate investing, or they were too lazy to take a course on real estate investing. So they don't know what they're doing. You know, they bought some set of books and CDs off late night TV that tells you, trade your old pickup truck as a down payment for your first rental property. Okay, where's the money to rehab it? Well, I don't have it. Just lease it as is. Lease a piece of crap to a piece of crap. Oh, I don't know why I'm getting phone calls from my tenants. Because your property's a piece of crap. You didn't replace all the fixtures. You didn't replace all the lights. You didn't replace the toilet components. You didn't make the property perfect. If the property's not perfect, you're going to get calls from tenants. See, when we buy a house, we completely rehab it. We make it perfect. New toilet, new lights, new light switches, new electrical outlets. It's perfect. And do you think we have to lease it to bad tenants? No, we got the best product in the neighborhood. We get to pick and choose who our tenants are. We also run a credit, criminal, speak to the present and previous landlord. Don't forget, don't just talk to the present landlord. The present landlord will lie to get rid of a bad tenant. You talk to the previous landlord as well. Then you talk to the employer. Verify income, verify likelihood of continued employment. You screen the daylights out of them. And then you write your lease to where they pay $50 for every stupid phone call they make. You won't get stupid phone calls because they know they're going to be out of pocket $50. So the fear or excuse or reason, oh, I don't want to invest in real estate because I'll get phone calls. Totally bogus. You're lying to yourself. You either heard that from a failure or you made it up. And don't get me wrong, that's not uncommon. People make stuff up all the time to keep from taking action. All the time. Think about dating. I have guys who've been, you know, divorced four times. Boy, they tell me all this stuff about women and how women are and this, that, and the other. It's like, have you thought of shutting up? You've been divorced four times. You don't know anything about women. That's why you're divorced four times. But you ever notice that divorced men talk about women more and how much they understand women more than men who have been married to the same woman for 40 years? Men who've been married to the same woman for 40 years, you know what they say? I don't really understand women. Love them. But yeah, I don't really got much to say. But boy, you meet a guy who's been divorced three or four times, they will tell you everything about women. They understand women to the max. But what do you really know? They don't know jack. It's the same thing with people who fail at real estate. They talk more than successful real estate investors do. Successful real estate investors shut up. Because if they talk, it comes across as bragging. But if a person fails at real estate, oh man, they're going to tell you every reason why it wasn't their fault. And you believe them. Here's what you're doing. To come up with these negative beliefs, you had to have gone to a failure and asked them how they did it. Because could a successful, effective real estate investor tell you that real estate doesn't work? Not a chance. It's the failures that, well, it wasn't me, it was the marketplace. It wasn't me, it was the president. It wasn't me, it was the local government. It wasn't me, it was regulations. It wasn't me, it was the tenants. It wasn't me, it was the mortgage company. They got every excuse in the world. But like I said, successful people don't talk too much because it comes across as bragging. So, watch out for these beliefs. If you think that you've come up with a reason real estate doesn't work, you either made it up so you don't feel guilty about not taking action, makes you comfortable, or you heard it from a failure. There's only two choices. My question is, are you going to rely on stuff you made up or stuff you heard from a failure? That's the choice. Or maybe there's a third choice. Maybe you could join a real estate investor group and get around successful people and start learning from them. To me, option number three made all the sense in the world. I was like, you know, I'm going to stop listening to my uncle. I'm going to stop listening to my neighbor. I'm going to stop listening to my father-in-law. I got to tell you this story. When I first started to invest in real estate, now you're not going to believe this when I say it, but I swear to you, this is exactly what he said. I remember it. This was 30 years ago, maybe longer. I go, yeah, I've decided to quit my job and become a real estate investor. He goes, oh man, you don't want to do that. I've got a multimillionaire client who does real estate. It's a lot of work. You don't want to do that. I literally, inside, was laughing the moment he said it. I'm like, are you an idiot? You're telling me your multimillionaire client doesn't want to do, because your multimillionaire client works a lot, I shouldn't do real estate? Buddy, I'm working 60, 70 hours a week now, and I'm broke. I'll do the work. I'm not afraid of the work. I just want the millions of dollars. His phone call to try and talk me out of becoming a real estate investor made me a real estate investor. I mean, you got to be laughing at that. Listen, my multimillionaire client works a lot to make multimillion dollars. Okay, I'll work a lot and make multimillion dollars because everybody else is working a lot and making jack. So we're getting ready to go to break. I'm going to hit some of these other beliefs when we come back from the break. We'll talk about some of the beliefs that I got through email that people are using to keep from going out and investing in real estate. And I'm telling you, they're all bogus. But it doesn't matter. These people believe it, so it acts on them as if it's true. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Remember, you can call me at any time now. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about beliefs that people have or fears that people have. They were written to me in emails as fears by some wonderful people who had very kind words, and I hope that my replies to the email didn't come across harsh, but I want to have some fun with it on the air. I don't mean anything mean. I don't mean anything derogatory. It's just, you got to understand, when other people are doing something successfully and you tell them why they can't do it, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's that simple. You know, go tell Elon Musk what he can't do. He can do anything. You know, it'd be crazy to tell him he couldn't do something. When you drive to work, what is on every street corner? Rental real estate. Every strip shopping center, every convenience store, every grocery store. You think HEB owns those buildings? No. They're leasing those. These restaurants. And I could be wrong about some of the companies. Some of the companies are wise enough. I think the Papas, like Papacitos, they own their buildings. That family is genius. They are geniuses. And some of the best food in the world. But most, it's rental real estate. Yet somehow you figured out, you're so smart, you figured out why rental real estate doesn't work. The next most common, behind I don't want to take phone calls, which is totally ridiculous, was I need a lot of money. Not true either. I've seen people buy houses that literally came here with a black plastic bag full of clothes as a refugee. She opened a cleaning service, started cleaning houses. The last I heard, she had 7 rent houses. Now, it took her a long time, I think 10 years, but 7 rent houses at $400 a month cash flow? What is that, $2,800 a month cash flow? I bet she doesn't make that cleaning houses. And she's got seven, let's say they're 200,000. She's got about $1.4 million worth of real estate, investment real estate. What you got? So thinking that you have to have a lot of money is generally based off of the misconception that you have to put 20% down plus the rehab costs. So if you buy a house that's worth 250 for 180, you need 40 to rehab it. That's 220. The average person who's uneducated goes 20% of 180 is, what would that be? 36,000. Plus you have to put up the 40,000 in rehab. So that's 70 plus thousand. They go, I can't afford that. That's not how it works at all. That particular deal, if it's worth, and forgive me if I get these numbers wrong. Let's say it's worth 250. I just put in 2.5 million. Times 0.75. They'll loan you up to 187,500 minus the 220 that I said you'd have in it. That would only be $32,500 to purchase that house. Half of what you thought. Now, that's a very marginal deal I just described because I was racing through the numbers. Most of the deals are $20,000, $25,000 out of pocket. That's it. And your rate of return is in the close to 20%. So to compare that, what are you making average over the last 20 years in the stock market? Let me answer that question for you. It's 7%. Now, I know some of you are exuberant, you're delusional, you're going, wow, I made 16% in 19, I made 20% in 20, I made 22% in 21. And you think that's, no, your average over the last 20 years has been 7%. You know what your average over the last 75 years has been? 7%. We've averaged close to 20%. I've always averaged above 20%. So we're making three times as much money as people who are speculating in the stock market, and that's just cash flow. When you add in equity capture, equity buildup, and appreciation, our rates of return are in the hundreds of percent. Hundreds of percent. Then I got an email. I work 70 hours a week. I have some money set aside, but I don't have time. No problem. Passive investing. That person could join our group. The one, let me see if I can find it. One of them had 700 grand. Oh, I'll never find it. There's so many of them. One person had 700 grand. They're working 70 hours a week. Miserable. They hate their job. Do you realize that $700,000 at a 20% rate of return is $140,000 a year? Could you live off $140,000 a year? Most people can't. This guy could quit his job with that $700,000 passively. He could join our group, invest with our syndicators, never see a piece of real estate, and make 140 grand a year. He could retire and stop killing himself in that 60, 70 hour week job. And by the way, you are killing yourself. The life expectancy of people who work those year that much is lower than people who work 35, 40 hours a week. Go look it up. I think it's the French who did the research. So you don't, if you got $100,000 or more, you could join our group and start passive investing Monday. We're done today. Monday. You don't have to have massive amounts of money. If you're doing single family, you need to be able to save about $1,000 a month to do this effectively. I've seen people do it with just $500 a month, but it's very slow. Still worth it, but I like my members, if I'm going to take their money and they're going to sign up with me, I want them to be able to save $1,000 a month to go towards their real estate investing. If they're going to passively invest, they need to have $100,000 or more. But, and then we came down to the last one I'm going to discuss. This guy had gone to a financial planner. And this was a high-end financial planner. The guy says, I won't work with you unless you have over $1 million. So he thought, because I'm on the radio, that I wouldn't work with people that don't have $1 million. So to answer your question, Anonymous, is that anonymous? Yeah. The answer is that is not a requirement. It's 100 grand or more for passive investing. You really should have 25 grand or more if you're going to do single family to get started. But those are reasonable numbers. Come on, if you're 45 and you don't have 25 grand, really? After working 20 plus years? You've got to start doing something that's going to build wealth for yourself and your family. I mean, 45, you only got 20 years and you're 65. You've already worked 25. You only got 20 left. If you got nothing at 45, you're going to have nothing at 65 unless you change. Change what you're doing. Okay, there was one. I said that was the last belief, but I think there's one more. By the way, the phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or feel free to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Yeah, I can't find that. The more I think about it, there was one other common belief. It's people think that tenants call you all the time. Maintenance costs, that's it, maintenance costs. A lot of people think that maintenance costs eat away all your cash flow. That's not accurate either. Remember what I told you. When we buy these houses, we completely rehab them. We make them perfect. If any system, AC, roof, foundation, appliance, doesn't have 5 years left on its life expectancy, we replace it. Our maintenance costs are almost zero the first 3 to 5 years. All right, we'll talk more. We're coming up on the final segment of today's show. If you got a question for me, please call me right now. It's 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at gettotalwealth.com. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Let's get straight to the phone lines. Let's go. Let me see who's waiting the longest. It's Larry in Spring. Larry, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, Steve?
Excellent. Thank you. How can I help?
Listen, yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, you, you mentioned a website. I think it was regarding a wholesaler. And the name, I thought I wrote it down. I mean, I thought I could remember it, but apparently I didn't. It was something along the lines of Real Estate X-Ray or Realtor
X-Ray. Real Estate IQ. Yeah. That is a company. That software will give you lists of foreclosures, people who are trying to sell because maybe they've had a death in the family, people who are trying to sell because they're going through a divorce, lazy landlords. Yeah, you can get a lot of deals through that website.
It's called Real Estate IQ.
You got it, Larry.
I sure do appreciate that. Thank you, Steve. I love your show.
Thank you. Take care. And now let's go to Houston now and talk to Chuck. Chuck, thanks a lot for calling in. How can I help?
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My question is, going into a passive deal, can you do a 1031 on a piece of property, on a single family rental?
Yes.
Come out of that and go 1031 into a passive deal?
Yeah, it's called tenants in common. Write that down, please.
Tenants in common. Okay.
That's the only way to do a 1031 without the 1031. Normally, if the deal's in your Social Security number, it has to stay in your Social Security number. If it's in an LLC's ID, it has to stay in that same LLC's ID. With a tenants in common, you can get around that.
Okay. In either case, whether it's in your LLC or if it's in your personal name?
You got it.
Okay, fantastic. Is it recommended to use, I guess it's recommended to use somebody like IPX or somebody like that to do something like that?
I use Cindy Pham. Let me pull her up real quick.
Okay.
That's a different Cindy Pham. Wow, okay. Let me try this again. 1031 asset preservation, 1031 Exchange News, and Cindy Pham, she's in Asset Preservation Incorporated.
Okay.
And I use her all the time. She's a really nice person. Her number is 281-923-4269.
Great. All right. One other question I had real quick, if you purchase a single family home, do the rehab on it, and you wanted to sell it outright, and you did it within the first year, just to get out from under it, to take the cash and put it into something else, is that something that you get hit at a bigger capital gain tax than you would if you strung it out and did it later in the year?
Yeah. Yeah, you would definitely want to do tenants in common or a 1031 on something like that because that's going to be short-term capital gains versus long-term.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, Chuck. You take care.
Take care.
Okay, let's go to Magnolia next and speak to Yvonne. Yvonne, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
Am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, Yvonne.
Okay. How can I help?
So I heard it say that we should have very new, and I wanted to buy single family. And I was told that if I have 3 to 4 real estate brokers lined up looking for me for those houses that need rehab that they don't really want to do much with, don't I have to have a contract with them, or what kind of requirements in the contract should I say?
That's a good question. In fact, it's the opposite. You don't want any contract with any agent or broker. Those contracts are usually exclusive right to sell, I think is what you're referring to.
Right.
You don't want that, because then let's say you've got 20 realtors that you're working with, 10 brokers and 10 realtors, and one of them brings you a deal. Well, if you've got a exclusive right to sell with another one, they get the commission. No exclusive right to sell ever. You want your agent to get all 6% of the commission, because that way they'll call you first the next time they find a deal, because they know they're going to get all 6%.
So do real estate agents do that typically and look for you and not expect a contract?
No, all of them are going to try to get you to sign an exclusive right to sell. You just got to tell them no. You got to be very honest with them, Yvonne. I'm working with multiple agents. I don't want anything but your listings only. See, because it's their listing, you can't go around them. It's their listing.
Right.
The reason an agent would want you to sign an exclusive right to sell is because they're lazy and they're going to bring you other people's listings. You don't want them bringing you other people's listings. You want 20 agents or more that only bring you their listings. That way they get all 6%.
That makes lots of sense. Thank
okay.
you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Have
Take
a blessed
care.
Day.
You too. Okay, phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Or email me anytime, 24/7, 7 days a week. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, just got an email. I think this is just a question about, it's Oktoberfest tomorrow. The event is tomorrow. Our Oktoberfest Expo is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 or 3. And it is free to members of Total Wealth Academy, non-members, guests, people just curious, anybody who's thinking about building wealth for themselves and their family with real estate should be at this event. We're going to have 2 hours of training from 10 to noon. Then afterwards, we're going to have bratwurst, German potato salad. We're going to have German chocolate cake. We're going to have beer, schnapps. We're going to have a blast. But you get 2 full hours of training. To reserve a seat for that, again, it's free to anyone. Go to gettotalwealth.com/expo. gettotalwealth.com/expo. And again, there's only about 22 or 23 seats left because we leave room for guests that don't register. It's hard to explain, but we've got 20 or 22 seats left that are for sure you can reserve. Go to gettotalwealth.com/expo. gettotalwealth.com/expo. Okay, next question. This is interesting. All the way from, man, KSEV gets around. This is from literally Somerville, South Carolina. From an Andrew. You know, I've got to tell you, I know little to nothing about Charleston other than it's amazingly beautiful. I do know that it's growing. Tons of historical areas there. So it depends your question about whether you should invest there. My answer is the same, no matter where you're at. Yes, if that's where you live, yes, because you can do good and bad deals in any market, period. Andrew, if you get yourself educated, learn the business model, you can find good deals in any city in the United States. These people that are going, oh, I'm looking for the best city in the state or the best city in the country to invest, they're speculators. They're not investors. They're trying to crystal ball it. This area is going to go up in value. This area is going to go up in value. This area is going to go down in value. You know what all that is? BS. You buy for cash flow, Andrew. Don't buy any deal that doesn't cash flow. And Charleston is going to rock for you. Let's see, the second part of the question. Yes, we have members in almost every state and Canada, a few in Mexico. Yeah, our classes will help you if you want to join. Go online to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com. Click on the free sample class. We're teaching that next Tuesday evening. Watch that. If you like what you see, enroll and watch all the online classes. and that will get you started, Andrew. But again, it doesn't matter where you're at in the country. You can make money in any market, but remember, you can also lose money in any market if you don't know what you're doing. Okay, and let's see. Oh, we're at the end of the show. All right, I want to thank everybody for listening. I truly appreciate it. Those of you that do want to come to Oktoberfest tomorrow, please do it right now before life gets in the way. Go to gettotalwealth.com/expo and reserve a seat. gettotalwealth.com/expo. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.